This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Taking Courtney to cook-off for the first time in her life.
Nice.
Tomorrow. Should be a good time.
It's going to be a good time. I hate I'm missing it.
Yeah, should be a good time.
I hate
I'm
missing
time.
It, man.
Yeah, she's a... She hadn't been. She's done rodeo, obviously, but she hadn't done cook-off or good people at the Bull have their tent. And Megan... Who's performing?
Megan Maroney.
Not mm-hmm. familiar.
A hot little up and comer. She dropped a song. She dropped a song called Tennessee Orange. She's singing to her daddy to please forgive her because she's got a man in her life that's got her wearing Tennessee Orange, and that man is believed to have been at the time Morgan Wallen. Her daddy's a big Georgia Bulldog fan, and. The worst thing you could do as a Georgia Bulldog fan is have your daughter wearing not only some other man's T-shirt, but an orange one.
This could be a song right down your alley.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's great. It's great. It's actually a really, really, really good song.
She's got a
real raspy voice. It's raw. It's good. And she's got one. Right now, my three-year-old is singing one. Get this. Naming the song, Mama, I Lied.
She's saying it.
And I believe it's the sequel to Tennessee Orange. But she's telling you about all the things that she lied about. And at one point she's in there, she lied about smoking weed. My 3-year-old's down there singing it.
So
got it on video this morning.
So Liv is singing I Lied About Smoking Weed.
She's singing her Megan Maroney song that she sings. First of all, it's Megaroni, not Megan Maroney. It's Megaroni, daddy. And I said, which one? She said the one about her mama. And the name of that song is Mama, I Lied.
I lied. I lied about smoking weed.
Lied about a bunch of things.
Lied about a bunch of things.
She rattles them off. And one of them, I believe, is about old boy. Oh, and which, again, is believed to be Morgan Wallen.
She might. I mean, she literally might be singing that song one day. What if it's a guy at Tennessee Orange?
That'd be terrible. That would be terrible. I mean, that would be awful.
That would be terrible. Nah, man, I'm excited having a good time out there. She'll get a chance to see it. I couldn't believe the first time I went out there how big it is. Like how, not just the rodeo, but how big the cook-off is. That is a crazy, crazy scene down there.
It's ridiculous. And the Bull, we call it a tent.
Yeah, it ain't no.
But
yeah.
I mean, hell, they, I mean, you put damn near 1,000 people in that joint.
In that thing. So yeah, it'll be a good time. For the fam tonight. Mom's coming in town to a little babysitting.
So. Oh, nice. My wife's out of town and
we know.
And mom's got my wife's out of town with her sister and her mom. So all the babysitters other than me and my mom
are there.
And so bedtime is an absolute monster at the crib. It is impossible for anybody but me and Lo.
Oh. And really? So, Linda's not good at bedtime?
Linda's not real good for people that don't respond to drill sergeant.
Get the hell out of here.
And Liv does not. Liv is Lainey may, but Liv is not gonna. Liv is one that bucks.
Liv, I feel like Liv is like a lot of kids. She sees this as a challenge.
Ain't no doubt.
Gosh, no question. Damn it,
there's
man.
Zero fear.
She'll
man.
Wait her out. Who wins usually?
Her, Liv.
She beats Linda.
You're on.
Yeah, well, I've had to have some talks. I've had to remind my mom that she at one point like, Mom, she's two. She, I mean, you're having a full out argument with her. She's two, Mom.
Yeah,
whatever the hell that is.
Well, no, but I get it.
Like, oh, no,
I'm gonna win. No, I'm gonna win.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
I'm not losing this. I'm gonna win. I will win. I will get into a power struggle with the 2-year old all day long. All day long. The amount of times I have said this number, and I'm not proud of it, but the amount of times I've said this, watch. You're going to need me more than I'm going to need you. Watch.
Hold on, so.
Oh, can't reach that applesauce, can you? Remember when you was over there? Can't reach that applesauce, can you?
Sit out, damn.
Let me hold on to that step stool. Let me hold on to that thing so you can't get to it. All right, we were just talking about CJ and his adjustments to his game next year. And I've been sitting there thinking about this, man, and I think Nick Caley has a hell of an opportunity. Right? And clearly Clint Tyler, he has been waiting his turn, right? We've heard that he has had opportunities to go other places, to be an OC at other places. And he has been extremely picky, and this was the one he decided to go with. And you can understand a lot of it. And there is a chance, a big chance, for his success rate to lead him to where he wants to go in his next move. But damn, boy, he potentially has got a rough job, Clint. He potentially...
Oh, there's potentially.
I know it looks like, I mean, if you just say it out loud, all right, he is coming in, and you kind of explained it earlier this week. The likelihood is he is coming in and having to learn a lot of the verbiage and
the pressure's on him.
More of this system than he's actually coming in and installing his system. Yeah. And he's coming into a group of coaches who already know this system and have been in it for 2 years. He's coming into a group of those guys that all know each other, that have all been here, that the players all know and have relationships. And he's coming in, and he's going to have to be the one to get caught up to speed.
And it's all going to fall in his lap, obviously, like it did Bobby's.
Yep.
Right? It's not going to be Gerard Johnson. It's not going to be Bill Lazor.
No.
It's not going to be Ben McDaniel. Like, even it's not going to be the tight ends coach. Even if their specific position groups are inexcusably bad, it's not going to be them. It's going to be Nick Caley. Yeah, look, this is a really interesting dynamic, and we've talked about it a lot since he got hired. It's the interesting dynamic to me, Ron, is it's hard for me, and I could be wrong here, but it's hard for me to wrap my head around this. In one breath, Nick Caserio and D'Amico and everybody involved are telling us how hot of a candidate and how highly sought after Nick Caley was as an offensive coordinator. Right? Which is fair. There's some, again, I've said it before, we're living in a world where everybody that's a buddy or has any kind of connection to a GM gets a head coach job interview because it builds resumes, not necessarily for a head coach job. But make of it what you will. He lands somewhere between there and an established offensive coordinator as a candidate, right? But you got this need to tell us not what he does or what he brings to the table or what the offense is going to look like, but it seems like it's repeated constantly that this guy's a hot candidate. This guy was a hot candidate around the league. But yet he took a job where he doesn't get to hire anybody, where the general manager in Nick Caserio, which we've heard multiple times, even as recent as at the combine, refer to this offense as, this isn't Nick Caley's offense. This is about the staff. Right? And that point right there, and has been made in several different ways about Nick Caley. And it's an interesting dynamic to me, because typically you don't see like Ben Johnson wasn't going to go somewhere, even though he's already the offensive coordinator, but like a coordinator candidate is not going to go somewhere that's a top three or four or five coordinator candidate and not get to take his guys with him. And especially not bring his not
going,
offense.
Especially if he's not going somewhere where it's an offensive-minded head coach.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe it is. Maybe that's the new way of doing things. But it just it's very, very interesting to me that a guy that is such a hot candidate as an offensive coordinator would take a job where they openly talk about this isn't Nick Caley's off. This isn't about Nick Caley. This is about we are installing an offense and it's a collaborative effort with the staff, and we put this staff together, and we're putting the game plan together. Like, that is just an interesting dynamic to me, especially when you know you just saw with Bobby Badass, Bobby Slowick, you just saw when it all goes south, who it falls on, right? If it don't work out, it's going to be on one dude. And so for me, it's hard to wrap my head around such a hot, dynamic offensive coordinator candidate and prospect around the league, and then he takes this gig. Right? Now, there's some. I'm not saying there's not any pluses.
No,
CJ Stroud, D'Amico Ryans, the culture that is here, Nico Collins. You know, there are some good pieces. Don't get me wrong, but usually when you're such a hot OC candidate, it typically doesn't result in you just getting plugged into somebody else's staff and you trying to communicate a language. It's interesting.
But with major expectations off the bat, too,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And, right, and I would, and someone texted in, I could not disagree more.
With which part?
They're going to have.
Caley's got a tough job?
They're going to have to adjust to him. He's the boss now. He may be, but there is nothing that we have that
just listen
shown
to what he says. There's about three different consistent points that are made, and one of them is protecting the quarterback from the inside out. Number two is definitely he came in here to what was a term he used that I talked about after the first introductory press conference to enhance. I'm here to enhance the offense. Like it's clear. Yeah, he's calling the plays. Yeah, he's the offensive coordinator. So yeah, ultimately they got to answer to him. Yes, but the point is he's coming in here and he's being, you know, he's having to learn. Like the pressure is on him from a standpoint of figuring out how to combine these two offenses. And if it don't work, it's going to fall in his lap.
And the expectation is with that, there's expectations to
sure.
begin with.
Yeah.
Like big ones. Like the last 2 years, this team has won
AFC
the division.
AFC Championship Super Bowl.
And have gotten to the second round of the playoffs. But also the expectation is, and I've seen people text in this a lot over the last couple of weeks of, shoot, man, ain't nowhere but to go but up. He's got to be better than Bobby Slowick. And yes, I think that is the expectation that right away, right now, there's an improvement over Bobby Slowick. And yes, I think there's a hope that can happen. But Bobby Slowick was not as bad as his firing in 2 years would generally seem.
Agreed.
What he did in a 2 year span, to me, it wouldn't be a shocker if over the next 2 years, Nick Caley didn't exceed the combination of what he did in 2 years.
I agree.
Right. As you said, we've watched potentially the best rookie NFL season we've ever seen from a quarterback until maybe this year, Daniels.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
And then last year, there was some leakage from the first year, but it, you know, this wasn't what the Browns have done. This wasn't like, and so I think all of that combined coming in, you got two other guys on the staff that interviewed for your job that were here that are going to be there. You are learning the offense just as much as they're learning it, if not more, right? You have expectations. You didn't really bring and pick your staff. I mean, a lot of these guys, he's not worked with a ton, right? Cole Popovich being one, Jerry, who came with him from the Rams, but a lot of these guys, he's not worked with a ton, and then you got to come in and be better than what the guy was before.
Yeah,
to justify the firing.
Well, that's the thing. You got to be better in the areas where he was bad and got fired, which is adjustments, pass protection, second half scoring kind of deal. And then you've got to equal or be better than where he was pretty damn good. Like that's a tall task for a guy that's just getting plugged in.
I think it's.
It's an interesting dynamic, to say the least, in Houston, and it's only one you can arrive at by design. Like that's the interesting part is nobody sits around and goes, okay, we're just going to plug and play a couple of different guys and mesh two systems together, and like this is again, I've said it before, this is Nick Caserio by design, with leaning into his history and his experience. And hopefully it works.
Yeah. Larry in League City, maybe Kaylee was okay with the assistant. He had already worked with the offensive line assistant coach. Well, hell yeah, he was okay with the assistant. He took the job.
Yeah.
he took the gig.
I just go back to and again, I'm fine with whatever, guys. It's just having the conversation about it, right? If you're an offensive coordinator and you're hanging your offensive coordinator career on a staff, and yes, he knows some of these guys, but you turn the Texans film on last year and you watch the tight ends, you keeping that guy? You turn the Texans film on and you watch this offensive line, you keeping that guy?
Now
I understand they fired the head guy and kept the other guy. You know, you watch these receivers, and look, I don't need to show anybody or tell anybody. Go watch Dan Orlovsky's highlights and his breakdowns of Texans football. Just basically, if you watch the film, the details were not there, right? The wide receiver coach, you keeping that guy? You're gonna hang your career on guys that maybe you have or haven't worked with, but last year couldn't do the simple things well. Their guys, their product that they put on the field every Sunday was subpar. And reasons for the offense to struggle.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port-in, 90-plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.